Hi everybody, how are you all? Assalamu alaikum, welcome to my podcast. Well, right now I'm reading an article from Time magazine, Time issue May 10, 1982. Fighting to save the Sphinx, corrosive salts spark an international controversy. Muslim fanatics knocked its nose off, Greeks scrawled graffiti on its paws, and Mamluk soldiers used its face as a rifle target. But the saddest indignity suffered over the centuries by Egypt's Great Sphinx of Giza has stemmed from erosion, seemingly caused by a single enemy, the relentless desert wind. At the present rate of decay, experts say the 64-foot-high figure could be reduced to a mound of dust in 5 to 10 centuries. Now, however, a newly discovered threat to the 4,500-year-old monument poses fresh problems for conservationists. It has also triggered a scientific and political controversy. A chemical analysis of the Sphinx by K. Lal Ghori, 48, a stone preservation expert at the University of Louisville, suggests that salt, not wind, is the main cause behind the statue's decay. Salts occur naturally in the Sphinx limestone. Because of the hot days and relatively cool nights of the desert, water in the air condenses and dissolves the salts lying near the surface of the statue. When the salts crystallize again, they crack pores within the stone. In recent years, scientists agree the salt damage has been accelerated by the Aswan High Dam, more than 400 miles upriver. The new dam has raised the water table throughout the Nile Valley. Another villain has been the high salt mortar used to restore the flaking monument. Walking on top of the Sphinx in the morning, says Gowrie, you can hear the stones popping like potato chips. Gowrie's analysis was prompted by the American Research Center in Egypt and the Egyptian Antiquities Organization. The agency set out jointly in 1979 to clean and map the monument. The task of producing a detailed architectural chart of the Sphinx was taken on by Mark Lehrer, 32, ARCE's field director. At Lehrer's invitation, Gowrie visited the site in 1980. Gowrie, who has worked on the Taj Mahal and the Acropolis, proposes that the Egyptians flush out the Sphinx salt deposits and replace part of its veneer with low salt stone and mortar. If the work is done right, says Gowrie, it should last as long as the stones of the pharaohs. Thank you.